Okay, we call this meeting to order then. Looking around the room, I can determine we do have a quorum. All of the board members are present tonight. Before we approve the agenda, is there anything that any of the board members wish to be pulled out of the consent agenda?
We have a public hearing.
Oh, public hearing, so sorry. Yes, we do. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I'm getting way ahead. It's very...
That's okay.
We even said we were gonna do that, remember?
Yeah, yeah, now we're hearing. You let me know when I can begin again.
No, you're good. Just, we'll just do the, so the public hearing is just for bid packages, 3B, which is building concrete, 5A, structural steel material and delivery, 5B is steel and precast concrete erection, 31A, site work, 31B, site utilities, and 32A, site concrete and concrete paving, okay? And I don't think there's anybody here to speak about any of those. Anybody?
What'd you say?
It's just our public hearing for all of our bid packages that the board will be approving tonight.
So you can close the hearing?
So now we can close the hearing. And now,
Yep, you're good to go.
I will call the meeting to order. Okay, we do have a quorum with everyone present tonight. Before we approve the agenda, is there anything any of the board members want to pull out of the consent agenda and talk about more in new business? All good? Okay, then I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Notice, we're just approving the agenda, not consent yet.
Oh, yes, sorry, that's just the agenda. Wow, I am off my game tonight. I'm glad you're keeping me on track.
Van Donsley?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Yes. Next, I would ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Can I make one point of clarification? I don't know if you guys looked at the monthly financials at all or not, but you'll see that there's, compared to prior years, there's a big difference between our revenues and expenditures. And just wanted to let you know that the major difference in that is our open enrollment billing and special education billing that we've received from other school districts. This year was about $475,000 over prior years, and that's all timing. They've just gotten the bills sooner, so we've paid them sooner. So that's the biggest variance there.
Otherwise, it'd be the same.
Right, yep, it's just all a timing thing.
Thanks, Greg.
So the motion's already been made.
And second.
Who made that? Was it Larissa? Okay, Van Donsley?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Aye. Moving down to communications, we have our publications, the School Leader Update and Panther Press. Any comment? And then down to public comments, which we do have one request, yes. Pete Waldeman is here.
Hi, so I'm really excited to get to tell you again of what we're doing with the second graders. It's a STEM-related literacy project. Last year, it was just a literacy project, and we got a grant through Bear Fund. And Bear Fund allows people to write in for a grant that are 50 miles within their, one of their plants. And so Rotary wrote for a grant, and we got it. And so we are giving three STEM-related, personalized, level reading appropriate, three books to every second grader. And we're also giving books to four city libraries as well as the North Library. Two of the books are just basically reading appropriate for the age level or reading level. And this third book is by the Iowa children's author, Jill Esbaum, who we had last year, and the kids liked her so much. But because of COVID, everything's a little bit different. So we're going to present over Zoom to all of the kids, and then they will be able to, if anybody misses it, they'll be able to see it for 1 week. We're having Rotarians read to the kids, and then we're also having STEM-related career paths. And these career paths will be, each class will get three different sessions. The first one is on engineering, so we have 3M, Hormel, civil engineering, a biomed student who is talking about the project that he has. And then we also have, petroleum engineering and IBEW. In April, we have science and technology, which includes taste, the science of tasting, the body and medicine, and agronomy and forensics. And then in May, it'll be around math, and we're going to talk about processes and analysis banking, scaled drawings with an artist, wealth management, sprint car racing, at least I hope, and airport management, at least I hope. And so again, we're really excited about that. But I'd like to make it more sustainable. I don't know how we're going to do that. I say I, but it's Rotary. I don't know how we're going to do it, but we're going to figure it out with some other people. I don't know who those people are yet, so if you have any idea, I'll be glad to take them. The other thing is that we're going to continue, Rotary's going to continue their presentation with a four-way test, essay contest, and that's going to be with fifth graders. Rotary aside, this year is the 100th anniversary for the Dixie Cornell Gebhardt. As you know, she was born and raised in Knoxville, and we're having a sixth grade, I say we, the Dixie Cornell Gebhardt Committee is having a essay contest with sixth graders. So that's going to be happening in the February, March timeframe. So those are three things that are going on. Do you have any questions?
That's fantastic, T. So every second grader will get 3 STEM books. And can I ask how big a grant that was? What kind of
$5,600.
$5,600, okay.
Yes, and we're also doing some experiential activities with them, similar to last year. Last year we were going to do a trivia contest with the library. That didn't work out because of COVID.
Sure.
But this year we still will have them look through the Iowa author's book and fill out some stuff, and I'll give them a wooden puzzle. We will give them a wooden puzzle to help them kinesthetically put things together. So that's a little prize, and we give extra ones to the schools and extra books and, you know, all that stuff.
Wow.
So it's a lot more than I had for last year for 4 schools. So I'm really excited about it this year.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. So if you know of anybody who wants to help work on it to make this more sustainable, that'll be great. Or if you know of a grant, I'll be glad to write it, okay?
And please thank the Rotarians for us.
Okie dokie, I will.
Job. Thank you so much.
Sure
enough. Thank you.
Yes.
Yep.
And thanks for coming tonight in this cold weather.
No problem. Hey, wearing a mask helps, you know?
It does, doesn't it?
It does.
Correct. Okay, we'll move on down to reports, superintendent report.
I was sharing with Sherry earlier, I could probably do 6 pages of report, but a lot of them would be opinions and not facts at this point because our legislators are still working on things and nothing is, very few things have been sent to the governor, so I will hold off until we get exactly what we have to work with for the future. As far as the COVID-19 information, hopefully you all saw the letter that went out to parents, and we tried to make it kind of a community-wide effort. I was really pleased today. We had put out that we were going to continue all of our safety measures as is. And then today I also saw that the hospital and the city also put out very similar messages, which I think is a good partnership for us. We have been asked, and this will kind of roll into our next conversation as well, if we would want to be a partner with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics as a point of distribution for vaccination clinics. Tomorrow we will be vaccinating, actually I think we're up to about 120, 125 staff members that will be vaccinated tomorrow. And if it goes well and we can get that many through in just a couple hours, they've asked if we would be willing and able to maybe do that on a larger scale when the vaccine is available. They have a hard time getting that many people through the hospital quickly because of how it's set up. any other kind of business, but if we would want to use our facilities night or weekend to host one of those, they would be very interested in partnering with us to do that. So that needs to be.
As a member of the community, I think that we should have all hands on deck on this one, so I'd be in favor of all the help we can give.
I think it would be a very controlled environment and people come in, get their shot, sit in the auditorium for their 15, 20 minutes, and then they can go out the back doors and take off from there. So I think our facilities lends itself well, as opposed to like at Marion County Public Health, they can have four people in at a time. Mm-hmm. So every half hour to 45 minutes, they can have four people cycle through, and we would be able to do a much larger group than that.
Would we face any liabilities?
No, we wouldn't. We actually have some agreements with Red Cross, with the county, and with the hospital to be a host site for any kind of an emergency. So if there's a natural disaster or anything else, they use our facilities and we are not held liable for anything.
Good.
Can you describe to me what the flow will be like as they get vaccinated?
So our plan tomorrow is that they will be coming in, and actually we changed it just in the last hour or two. They'll be parking in the back. We're gonna actually cordon off some of the student parking lot, because it does start before kids are out of school. They'll come in the back doors at KPAC there, and there will be a table where they will turn in their consent forms and make sure everything's completed on that. And there will be a couple of educators that will answer any questions that they have. And then in the lobby, we will have five nurses. Each one of them will have their own table and the two chairs for Jim to sit at. And as people come in, they will find the empty chair and get their vaccination, and then they'll go to the auditorium and sit and kind of time themselves. There'll be a nurse in there just watching for reactions. And once their time is done, then they'll be able to flow back out. And since we've got five people coming at a time, mm-hmm. we think they'll be able to use either the doors depending on where they've parked.
Okay.
Which one of the vaccines are we doing?
Moderna.
You need any action on this?
I think when we get down to the next point of business where we talk about our facilities usage, I will ask for the board to make an exception of a point of distribution vaccine clinic as a partnership piece.
Stay on a particular tier and then use that for an exception.
That's going to be my recommendation, and as we can actually go into that, considering the facility's usage, my recommendation is that we just stay at tier two until our March meeting. Once all of our staff that want it get vaccinated, I think it's going to be easier for us to consider opening up to tier three and tier four, because I won't have the fear of meeting a whole bunch of subs because several of them are sick or a large amount of them are sick. So once our staff have their vaccinations, I think we can talk about it's going to be a little easier for us to consider that tier three movement if we want to after spring break or in April. And the weather's getting nicer in that period of time too, and more things will be happening outdoors, which helps.
Having it on Tuesday does run the risk of people that may or may not have a reaction. I think the original plan was Friday afternoons or something.
For the second dose. That was the biggest piece. For the first dose, what we have heard is there are very few, usually have a sore arm, but most people can work with a sore arm. The second dose, because your body is building those antibodies up already, there is more of a chance of having 24 or 48 hour reaction. And so those are scheduled for the evening as we go into spring break, and they'll have 10 days off.
Yeah.
And that was very intentional.
Yes, because I'm concerned about tomorrow and how that's gonna work.
I was gonna say, you might be off for a day or two here.
I don't miss school.
Just a sore arm, I promise. Just
well,
a sore arm.
This is the second.
Yeah.
I'm not going to promise you anything.
Yeah. Well, I've had nurses tell me that they had a reaction and it lasted several days.
I've had my second, though, and it was literally just a couple hours.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, so everybody's a little different.
Okay.
Anybody have any more that they want to discuss about facilities usage?
Well, are we on new business with the facilities deal now?
We are. So what Cassie's been asking is that we stay at tier two, but that we do make an emergency use exception for the hospital, that when they do get vaccine, that we could offer to be a host site.
And I would say hospital or public health.
Or public health.
Either of those organizations that would have vaccines and want to do a larger clinic in our facility.
But that description I saw.
Ten seconds.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Van Donsland?
Aye.
Curtis?
Aye. Next, we're going to move on to consider the project bids recommendations.
And we have David with us.
David's with us. Welcome. Good to see you again.
Yes, thank you. Yep, so we took some bids a few days ago for some of the packages. Remember, we took the precast early because we wanted to make sure we were getting that schedule. And then we got the next round of bids. And we did that on purpose because we wanted to get the steel bought. Great news for this project, for many, the steel is next week is going up to 50%. By bidding this now early, we beat that. We didn't know it was going to go up that much here next week. There's no telling with some of these things, but that's why we were trying to get these in early. So that's great news that we were able to get these bids. Bids came in very favorably, which is great, except for one that didn't, and we can walk through that. So you'll see we sent a letter recommending that we approve four of the contracts. We bid six packages, and one of those packages, or two of those packages, the same company was low on both of those. So we would do just one contract for them, which would be Sandstone Management. They're doing the earthwork as well as the site utilities. We did get some bids. Usually we like to see three to four bids per package. We did get several for the steel material, which was great. And again, you can see there that we got a few of those bidders. The low bidder was Central Steel. We talked to them, make sure that they could meet the schedule. We had been hearing that that joist and the deck where you pour your concrete on the second floor and even your roof deck, that those we weren't going to be able to get until August, which is affecting our schedule. But I did confirm with them, and this particular company has a huge contract with that manufacturer for a big warehouse that they're doing in Kansas City, so they're going to get some preference and be able to get the steel on time. So that was great news. We only got one bid for erection. The erectors are extremely busy. If you look around the area, there's a lot of warehouses, a lot of data centers going up. All the erectors, there's not that many. We happen to get a bid from one of the best erectors, in my opinion. I've worked with them quite a bit. They're very good, very reliable, and they were under budget. So we would recommend that even though we only got one bid, that we accept that bid. Everything else we got, three or four. Over at the site concrete, we had one bid that came in that was over 20% lower than the next bidder, and then the rest of the bidders were even higher than that. So usually when we see like a 5 to 10% that they're low, it's not a huge concern. When it's somebody that's 20% low, we get concerned. So we immediately got on the phone with them, started going through their bid and through their scopes, and we found out that they were missing a whole sheet from their estimate. So they asked and they sent a letter saying, hey, we've made a mistake. We would like to withdraw our bid. So we would recommend that you let them withdraw their bid without any penalties, because it was an honest mistake. We did find it, and the school is not being hindered by letting them out.
They are a local company too.
And they're a local company too, yeah. So then the other one that we received that you will not see recommended is the building concrete. We only received one bid there. A lot of the concrete bids, again, they're very busy. We're competing against a lot of projects that have been on hold for a while, and then all of a sudden everybody's putting projects out. So we only got one bid. They were substantially over budget, and that's for a couple of different reasons. So we are recommending that we rebid that one just because we don't have a comparison to see if others would be closer. We do suspect that the bids will come in over budget for the concrete. Now, remember, we've got budgets. They're estimates. They're not exactimates. So some are going to be a little bit higher. Some of them are going to be a little bit lower. We're hoping that they're all kind of balanced out at the end. And so far, most of the bids have been coming in under budget. So we want to kind of warn you of, hey, the bids that are coming next, there's going to be more that are going to be over budget. We're looking at the overall picture. But because the concrete was over budget by quite a bit, we would recommend that we rebid that one, try to get some more interest from bidders. We did talk to the site concrete bidder that was low. He will bid the building concrete as well as a couple others that are going to be bidding the concrete. They just ran out of time to turn in a bid. So we're hoping this will give us a few more bidders, but it's not going to tell me if the price is going to go down or not. We're hoping it'll go down some. I don't think it's going to go down all the way to the budget. Part of the reason why it's over budget is the soil's condition is not ideal, and far from but ideal. So there's a lot of extra undercut that needs to be done at the foundations. They're going down an extra 3-4 feet and putting rock, and to excavate that you have to bench it back. So just that one item is costing about $300,000 that we weren't expecting all of that. So so as we rebid it, we're hoping that the number will come down a little bit, but we're not hopeful that it's going to come down back down to the budget. We're pretty sure it's not going to. But with more competition, and we have changed a couple of things that will help a little bit. So our recommendation would be to bid it and see if we get more favorable bids.
Yep. What I just wanted to know what percentage they were over budget now.
Over budget, they were percentage-wise, I didn't do the calculations, but their bid was $1.4 million. We had $1.2 in the budget, so about $200,000 over budget, which would be maybe 15% over budget.
Yes. Okay. Motions.
Craig, can they do all this as a package, or do you want to do them individually?
No, we can do them all
as one package. Okay, so then I need a motion to accept.
So we make a motion
on this motion. Do we also add the release of the one bid?
Yeah, so what you would be doing is you're accepting bids or awarding contracts through the four companies. You're not awarding to the other company, and you can make a motion.
Okay, but the other one, we don't have to do on the release then.
And Larry, I think what we could do is just accept the recommendation as written, because that actually is written right in this letter
okay.
here.
I was wondering, he said we had released one company for...
the company to withdraw their bid.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's an official motion that needs to be done. It's just... part of the right, and I believe it's part of the recommendation in here too.
If we accept that, it basically eliminates them anyhow. I so move.
Dave, did you have a question?
No, same as Larry.
Okay.
Just want to know if we had to make a motion to do that rebid and exclude TK.
Okay.
That's okay.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Knoxville?
Aye.
Curtis?
Aye.
And so that other bid just falls off now.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll notify them tomorrow morning that okay. they can withdraw their bids.
No prejudices and no penalties.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. That would be our recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David.
Our next set will be opened on the 17th.
Yeah. So we're opening bids on the 17th. Now that one, I think it's close to 23 packages,
okay.
So it's going to be a longer list and a lot more discussion then, but yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Great, thank you very much. Next we'll go on to letter C, consider the 21-22 calendar. Give Anybody have a chance to look at that? Anybody have any questions?
I got a question. Is this our first review, the teachers reviewed and all the rest?
The teachers have reviewed and we've sent it out to parents to look at and give us comments. I've heard nothing but positives.
So is this a year for trips? Because I'm not going on one.
Yes, it would be, and we have our week in March there that's reserved for it.
Yeah, it's always served as the week that I sit on a bus for 18 hours.
You're not going to do this next year.
We're not doing that. No, 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 no. And I never will see this kind of snow or cold weather again. It is a fact.
I think it looks great. I move we accept.
Okay.
Second.
Van Donsler?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Curtis?
Aye.
Interesting, you're ending the semester and you're going Christmas break. That's I think that's a good move.
Yes, I do too. I really like that, as do a lot of the teachers that I spoke with. Really enjoy that, not having that looming after Christmas when they come back. That's in the second semester.
It also has value too, because coming back and doing those 2 weeks, that is absolutely worth its time. I finished my term at Christmas and then we started a new one, so I kind of enjoy that.
Yes, I think it was a good move. Next, we'll move on to the 21-22 registration and fees.
Big changes?
No.
No, actually, everything is, one of the changes in the past, we have offered a $5 discount if they register and pay before school starts. We have not seen much difference in the rate of return on that. And from a back end, trying to program it into our system is quite a pain. So we are going to recommend that we just get rid of that and just stick with the 50, 60, and 70 dollars per student for the textbook and software fees. One of the reasons, or one of the strategies that we are actually going to do is instead of waiting until the end of July to open registration, we're going to open registration here, hopefully in March, and let people get their information in, and especially for our little ones, we're very curious how many four-year-olds and five-year-olds will be coming next year because so many of them didn't come this year. We really want to open registration early and hope that maybe that will offset, and again, with the lower registration fees, they used to be 55, 65, and 75 with that $5 discount. So we just kept them at the lower rate. The only other change is slight increase in meal prices. Again, this entire year was free for everybody. We know that food costs are gonna go up slightly and we just need to keep adding a dime a year just to make sure that we don't get on the wrong side of the balance sheet at the end of the year, so.
Greg, have you done an analysis of the potential for schools in new legislation?
You mean as far as like new money?
Yeah, the federal money. They have a line there and I was just wondering.
So anything that's coming that we haven't already received, now I know there's still federal money at the state level that the state has not allocated yet, and I'm not sure if that is this, you know, because I believe that the Senate, state Senate came out with their proposal and it was like $65 of one-time money per student. So I'm not sure if that is that state allocation of the federal money and that's how they're gonna divvy that out or not. But then anything new, I don't have any idea how much.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if you had your ear on anything that I don't. And we've got the same ear. Okay.
I like the House proposal better though.
Yeah.
The 2.5 plus an additional one-time amount.
Yeah. Exactly.
Any other discussion or questions about registration of fees?
Move we accept.
Second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Gendelson? Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gertis?
Aye. Next is review and consider continuing the 28E agreements.
So the document that is linked here actually has more than just 28E agreements, and I struggled to actually pull it apart. I was gonna try to do, separate the 28E agreements, and it doesn't work as well as I was hoping it would. So what this is all of our contracts, our memorandums of understanding, and our sharing agreements. If you look at the terms in there, some of them you will see, like under varsity group, ends on 6/30 of 2024. The other one up above it, it requires a one-year notice to terminate. So what we are just asking, and our recommendation, we're happy with all of our current contracts. We would recommend that we just continue on with them. If the board has any in here, though, that they would like to have us discontinue, we just need to know that before the dates, we need to notify somebody. So if there are any of these agreements that you have questions about, or you feel we should not continue, now is a good time of the year usually, because it gives us enough leeway.
You guys happy with everything you said?
Mm-hmm. It's working, isn't it?
It is, and some of them you'll notice that are, like IASB is only a 1 year. So that one you have to vote on in June or July.
I'll be done in November, so I can, quite frankly, I made my stand.
So any of them where they are only a 1 year contract, they are really not part of this conversation because we have to formally renew them.
Right.
But if it is an automatic renewal, those are the ones, and I know Craig is definitely wanting to keep like Timberline billing. They do our Medicaid. He does not want to take that on. And quite a few of our other contracts that are continuing, we've been very happy with.
How many people are involved in the health savings account? How many take advantage?
We don't have it anymore.
We don't?
No, because we just had so few people doing that.
Yeah.
So now, I mean, we're fully self-funded now. We just don't have the HSA component to it.
Okay.
You have the flex spending,
yep.
But not the HSA.
Yeah. I knew that. I just wondered if there was anybody left out there.
And then any of these that you'll see that are expiring will be bringing you something.
Okay.
In the near future.
I move we accept these.
Second.
Duffy?
Yes.
Gendelson?
Aye.
Smith?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Gertis?
Yes. Next is consider the next board meeting date.
As you heard, we will be accepting bids on the 17th and trying to get them ready for a 22nd meeting is just really short turnaround time for David. And like he said, there's 23 packages. We are actually gonna recommend, there is not anything else on our agenda that we need to address quickly. My recommendation is going to be to have our next meeting be March 1st and combine the second February meeting and the first March meeting that would have been on the 8th and just meet the 1st and then meet on the 20-something of March.
22nd.
The 22nd, thank you.
Okay.
And so if we just kind of split the difference and go March 1st, that gives David a full another week to make sure all of those packages and contracts are verified.
Can't go through that many packages.
Everything's gonna be, I'm afraid it'll be
yeah.
Easy.
I'll be able to take a vacation.
So just need to know if March 1st at 9:30 would work for the board. We would have another public hearing at the beginning for any of those bid packages. And then it would be the bid packages that we'd be considering. And then we could also talk about an idea that I have and would like some more input on is creating something like KCSD leadership, like what the Knoxville City has done, where people can go through, there's just several weeks long that you learn about all of the different components of the city organization. Do we want to consider doing something like that from a school perspective? So people who might be interested in running for the school board or getting involved with some of our committees would be able to learn something early on before having to commit. And I would like to just get some ideas from the board. So thinking we could, after hearing about the bids, we could just have a short work session and you could help tell me what would have been helpful to you to know before you ran for the board, or what information now that you might know that you think you would want to share with others who are interested in going through a leadership academy.
Good idea.
Excellent idea. Yes, I like that very much.
So are you available March 1st to move the meeting? And
do you need that as an action, or do you just by consensus?
No, we would need an action item.
And I move that we have our next meeting on March 1st. And in that doing, we combine the second week of March and the last week of February.
We may have a conflict.
Larissa is not able to do March 1st.
And it's still water.
Okay. Nice.
For a second college visit, yeah.
Okay.
Dave, is your calendar free?
Oklahoma, huh?
Hey, Larissa.
I'm glad.
When do you get back?
Yeah, when do you get back?
I mean, you gone like that whole week, or?
No, I'll be back the second.
So what if, could we meet a different day of the week that week, like?
The third?
Yes, I mean, meet with that Wednesday.
The third would be Wednesday. That would be a good one. No, I can't meet on the second.
I can do the third. Dave, can you do the third?
Yeah, I can do the third.
Okay.
Okay, need the motion.
You need a motion.
So I move that we meet on March 3rd at 5:30. In lieu of the February 24th and the March, what was the other date?
Eighth.
March 8th meeting.
You're good.
And second.
Scott?
Yes.
Duffy?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
And Nelson?
Aye.
Curtis?
Aye. Great. We want to have you with us, Larissa.
Guys.
Thanks for making that work, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, next we move into exempt session. So at this time, we thank everybody for coming and for joining us.